Petersburg Borough Assembly meetings are brought to you by KFSK and Petersburg Wrangell Insurance, helping clients find out how to protect any valuable asset from stamp or teacup collections to houses, boats of all sizes, and everything in between. Plenty of information from the local agents is available at Petersburg Wrangell Insurance, 772-3858.
To the flag of the United States of America, and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Okay, approval of the minutes.
Shall move.
Second.
Moved by Councilor Assemblyman Lynn, seconded by Assemblyman Jay. Happy birthday.
Thank you.
The minutes are approved as read. Are there any amendments to the agenda? I'll entertain a motion for approval.
So moved.
Second.
Any discussion? So moved. Public hearings. Public hearing on Ordinance 2015-13, an ordinance providing for Chapter 1624, Cemetery of the Municipal Code, updating fees and current language to reflect borough incorporation. Is there anybody here who'd like to speak to the hearing? Okay, on to the next thing. Bid awards. There are none. Visitors' views related to the agenda. Any visitors care to speak? Visitors' views unrelated to the agenda. Board, commission, and committee reports. Consent agenda. There's nothing on the consent agenda. Report of other officers. Mayor's report, which I will read in lieu of the mayor being here. Municipal election tomorrow, October 6th, is election day in Petersburg Borough. Voting will take place in the community gym activity room from 8 a.m. to 8 p.m. Please vote. And for anybody who has voted before, that's not in the aquatic lobby. It's in the craft room, kind of next door. You go in the door and turn the other way. I'm sure you'll be able to find it. It's close enough that it'll be visible. Special Assembly meeting to canvass the October 6th election result. The Borough Assembly will canvass the municipal election results on Thursday, October 8th at 9 a.m. Appointment. Petersburg's Historical Preservation Committee has a vacancy for an architect or at-large member. Pauline Lee has submitted a letter of interest to fill the vacancy. If appointed, Ms. Lee will serve until December 13th, 2015. Is there anybody objecting to this appointment? Okay, so ordered. November 16th, 2015 Assembly meeting. Clerk Thompson, Deputy Clerk Swihart, Mayor Jensen, and Assembly Member Lynn will be attending the Alaska Municipal League Conference in Anchorage on November 16th. Would the Assembly like to reschedule the meeting to Monday, November 23rd, 2015 at 7 p.m. or possibly noon? Is any discussion about that?
I'm okay to move it, but
I have no preference. I have no idea. I imagine I'll be in town, but if not, the show will go on.
It won't go on, though, because there won't be enough people. So is it okay to move it that day?
If that's the wish of the other assembly, I'm all for it.
Okay, there's no discussion, no objection, so ordered. What about the time? Is Mark going to be in town?
Unknown.
Debbie, do you know?
As far as I know, yes, but I'm not positive about that. Is crabbing still going on that late?
It's getting really late towards the end of the season. You only got about a week left of crab fishing at that point, so.
Okay.
I'm not positive.
So, is there anybody who's adamant about having it either at 7 or at noon?
Irrelevant to me.
Yeah, either way.
Well,
I'm at the pleasure of anybody there. I live in town, so it doesn't matter to me.
Well,
how about noon?
Noon is fine.
I prefer noon myself.
That's what I was getting a sense of. Let's do noon.
Okay. So the meeting will be at November 23rd at 12 noon. Thank you. And that's the end of the mayor's report. And next is... I'm sorry. The manager's report.
Thank you, ma'am. Or Madam Mayor, I should say. The junior firefighter program is currently underway with... we currently have four high school students in the JFF program. I'm sure they would take more if people are interested. The annual fire prevention program for elementary school kids kicks off this week and will take place all week long. And Sandy will be attending, this is a grant-required meeting with the Alaska Division of Homeland Security and Emergency Management Fall Preparedness Conference in Anchorage this week. Again, it's the price we pay for taking money from these folks as they make you go to their conferences. Normal harbor winterization is in progress. The harbor continues to remind people to give them notice if you need your boat watched when owners leave town, so that we can make sure bad things don't happen. CECON performed the final pavement patching on various borough streets on September 25th. I want to thank the community for your patience. We were waiting for asphalt, and thanks to CECON for getting the work done once the weather was good enough for them to get it done. We have all of the patching works done, and a lot of the... Is all of Hagen done, Carl?
I believe so.
Okay. Are they still working on the side street?
I think they got that done.
Oh, okay.
And they're working on putting paint down today, it looks like. So.
Great. Thank you. The staff has processed two loads of compost in our newly acquired cement mixer, which was donated to the borough by Dave Carlson. It's working very, very well, actually better than we expected, and we're kind of fine-tuning the recipe and mix to make sure it'll work the way we want it to. So, good catch, and again, thanks to Dave Carlson for donating that equipment to us. We've had some ongoing issues with McGill's Trailer Park, and wanted to thank them, and particularly Dana Zimmerman, who have been working with the borough a lot more effectively recently and trying to help on some of those issues with various sewer and storm drain problems. I'm starting to get those fixed, and that'll help them out as well as the borough and the folks who live, you know, downhill from them. So thanks to Dana and all of the folks at McGill's for stepping up and getting some of this stuff done and cleaned up. We're working on the final rollout of the recycling program materials for distribution to everyone. Likely the carts will be out in December, and the program information will go out prior to that, which will include the schedules, the baler hours of operation, the changes to the baler hour of operation, and the commingled recycling commodity changes. In other words, what people can recycle and what they should not. So I'm sure everybody's looking forward to that, and the carts should start showing up in that time frame. We did get the street sweeper back from the vendor. It appears it was a fault in the wiring harness. Continue to see no other problems with it, so that's really good news. It was working really well other than this problem, and now that it's back and fixed. Still good thumbs up on its use? Carl?
I'm sorry.
On the street sweeper, I'm sorry.
Yes.
Yeah. Okay, thank you.
Fine, thank you.
Not a problem. It was one of those things that was we got it, it was broken, and we got it back, and we wanted to really make sure that we're not going to continue to have problems with it, so it's good to hear. We only had one more vehicle on the replacement schedule for this year, which was the Power and Light mechanic flatbed, and we're waiting to get that on the agenda for the assembly. Unfortunately, we have since that time, we are having some pretty severe problems with the other Dodge Charger in our fleet. The assembly voted to replace the other one with an SUV. We had hoped to extend the other Charger another year. Both of them have been extended or moved out previously. Appears, you know, we kind of overestimated their ability to last. And the other Charger is starting to have some of the same signs as the one that we just replaced, which is primarily engine and pretty major suspension problems that either can't be fixed on the island or have to be expensively outsourced to other folks. So we're taking a look at what the costs are about replacing that other Charger and doing a supplemental budget. Again, we didn't really want to do that, but it appears likely that's going to be the case. Again, we'll bring that to the assembly when we've got all the numbers pulled together. The diesel plant operation that was going on last week was SEPA's maintenance of the Wrangell switchyard. Originally, that was planned to be three separate outages, and the work went really, really well by the contractor doing the work, that they asked for do it in one outage and that they could get it all done and not have to do other outages. We agreed to that. So basically, we ran diesels pretty much all last week, and then towards the end of the day on Thursday, they finished that maintenance. So that should fix everything, and we should not have to have any more outages related to the maintenance. Power and light beginning this week will be out south of town on the highway, trimming trees from the lines. We remind the public, keep an eye out for that. Make sure that you don't hit our linemen or our equipment. The design efforts on the power and light building remodel are now complete. I've got the plans and the specifications in my office, and I'm going through the process of looking at those and making sure my questions are answered before we bring that back to the assembly. Likely at this point, it'll be back to the assembly sometime in November once we've gone through all those plans and bring it forward for the assembly for a decision at that point. Fall programming has begun at Parks and Rec with basketball, swim lessons, gymnastics, and the pumpkin patch plunge in October. So please take advantage of that. With Donnie's help, we've been working with Mattingly Electric to install a 50-amp service to solve one of the electrical issues that we were continually having with Oktoberfest and for the Direct Sales Expo. With that 50-amp service being installed, we can use the power and light spider boxes to extend electricity to the vendors without popping breakers, which requires us calling out power and light folks on overtime or other folks having to refix those. So hopefully this will solve the biggest part of that. The Direct Sales Expo is on November 7th. Donnie's working with the vendors on that and inviting the community as well as the vendors to join us. Times and vendor booths costs coming shortly. I want to thank many community volunteers, including the Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints, the Salvation Army, and the Forest Service, as well as many borough employees on their own time, for their help to repair two sets of local trails on September 26th. Work went really well, looks really good, and there's still some work to be done on the William Musson Trail that looks like we will try to finish that on October 17th. And I just wanted to extend, again, thanks to Donnie, his staff, and the other borough staff members, as well as employees who helped coordinate and worked on the project to get those trails done. We're going to have less and less money in the future for some of this. PIA is helping a lot on trail maintenance, but it's going to continue to be a challenge to keep the trails in good shape. So volunteers are a big help. Agnew Beck, which is our consultant that's leading the comp plan, held several meetings, well, lots of meetings, all last week, including two at Glacier Express Cafe, where they set up in the morning and kind of took over most of the Glacier lobby or seating area. Worked really well. I think we got a lot of good comments, and wanted to thank Glacier Express for allowing us to set up there and use their facility. Liz is working with the Wrangell Visitors Bureau to develop marketing materials for the upcoming Travel Writers Conference, which is November 1st through 3rd. We kind of use that as a way to get Petersburg and Wrangell's name out there to the travel writers, which then, as they start booking and deciding what they're going to write about in the upcoming year, we hope that we'll get an article or two written about us. It's fairly inexpensive marketing and reminds folks who just want to spend tourism dollars that we're out here and worth visiting. One of the things that Liz is also working with through PEDC is we're looking at the Southeast Conference's business retention and expansion program. Once we know enough about it, it's something we might be able to roll out here in Petersburg. We've got some research to do first and make sure what costs, if any, and if it fits, our needs for the business community. Congratulations to Liz. She's been invited to sit on the steering committee for the 2016 Innovation Summit in Juneau. Congratulations. It's a well-attended event where they talk about problems and, ways to solve them for here in Alaska and in Southeast. And I think these are the kind of things that are going to be more and more important as time goes on, because it's harder to get funds other than those you generate yourself. We did have engineers here doing site surveys for the police remodel project. They were here on the 30th and 1st of October. Sorry about that. Primarily looking at the mechanical systems and the building layout to make sure that the plans as drawn by the architect are taking into account any oddities of the building and making sure that what they have planned for some of the heating systems, in this case, the heat pumps that we're looking at trying to use, is all of that going to work with our existing infrastructure, again, to make sure that we stay within the cost parameters. So I have not received a report back on that yet, but it'll be upgraded as part of the plan documents, and we'll start to know more, and it makes the costs more accurate. Police department conducted 17 extra patrols during this past month. These included some security checks on businesses after hours, bar checks, and proactive patrols in other areas of concerns, including some walking patrols. Something we tried was going to be one of the side benefits of the chief's new staffing model over there, trying to get folks out in the community as much as we can, a little more preventative maintenance on crime. As we get fewer and fewer jail dollars, if we can keep people from breaking the law up front, it means we don't have to go through that process. So thanks to his staff and all of the work they're putting in this. Part of that, we had officers Raleigh and Dodson, our two newest officers, went up to the assisted living to introduce themselves to the residents and staff at the end of September. And we continue to try to do things like that so the community knows the police officers and feels comfortable talking to them. And last, a special recognition by the Library Board of the contributions and establishment of the Petersburg Public Library Art Education Endowment Fund by John McCabe. His generous contribution and efforts on behalf of this endowment have led to being able to use the interest from this fund to help support art education programs for children and adults in Petersburg. Again, just congratulations and recognize Mr. McCabe for all of the work he's done and put a substantial amount of money to start that fund. So that's all. That's just questions.
Thank you.
Yes, ma'am.
Any questions? Unfinished business. Ordinance 2015-13. For third and final reading, an ordinance providing for Chapter 1624, Cemetery of the Municipal Code, updating fees and current language to reflect borough incorporation. The clerk will call the roll. Is there any discussion? The clerk will call the roll.
Thank you. Bob?
Yes.
Oh, actually, we need a motion first.
Yep. So moved.
Thank you.
Sorry.
It's okay. Bob?
Yes.
Thank you. Jay?
Yes.
Kurt?
Yes.
Nancy?
Yes.
Thank you.
New business. Consideration of a special use permit. The Planning Commission recommends approval of applicant Bill Manish's request for a special use permit to construct and maintain a driveway on the Tango Street right-of-way. The driveway would provide access for development of tidelands behind the existing warehouse at 704 South Nordic Drive. Any discussion?
I have a question.
I'm sorry. I'll entertain a motion.
So moved.
Second.
Okay. Any discussion?
Okay. Yeah. This is for Liz. This is on his property, isn't it, Liz?
Well, the right-of-way is borough property, and then he owns, or he's in the process of purchasing the tidelands in the warehouse.
Is this standard procedure is to allow people to put a right-of-way on the borough's property if they're in the process of buying property, or would this be contingent on whether or not he bought the piece of property if we would give him a right-of-way?
So the right-of-way already exists. So what we're saying as part of this permit is that he can use the right-of-way as access for his own property, because there's not really a road or anything there, so he would put in a driveway. And then one of the conditions in the special use permit is he needs to provide a copy of the warranty deed showing that he actually is the owner. He, as you can understand, he didn't want to go ahead and purchase the property until he knew for sure that he was going to have access to it. So while he did have an earnest agreement in place when he applied for the permit, he's waiting on, it was contingent on getting the special use permit.
How many of these special use permits have we issued for these sort of situations? So this is not like we're not reinventing the wheel here. We're just, okay.
There's probably, I would say, a dozen or so around town.
And I have a question. This driveway is going to be on a right-of-way that was intended to be a street.
Yes and no. The right-of-way just is on the water side of South Nordic, so it just leads to water. It actually,
but it's a right of way for access, for egress, ingress. It's not a lot.
But there's no land
cutting through the middle of a borough lot.
Right. It was already established, but it actually doesn't lead anywhere. It just leads to, you know, salt water. So
and
it was never
property.
Really intended to be developed. There's no property, that it leads to.
Oh, and his tideland property,
right,
that he wants
exactly,
to buy.
Yeah.
Okay.
Does that then forego? Is that the appropriate use of that piece of borough property then, and or does that forego then future options?
In the special use permit, the borough has the option of revoking the permit, and then any improvements would have to be removed.
I read that, but is that the appropriate use of that?
It's a right-of-way, so yeah, the appropriate use is access.
Any more to
talk? One more question for Liz. Hey, Liz, is there any other property that would be accessible by this driveway or just Bill's?
There's another tidelands, like, directly behind the right-of-way. I think they already have partial driveway built on that, so it actually allows him to kind of corner around his warehouse. So it's mostly for him. It might improve a little bit on another one, but maybe not.
Anybody else have a question? Comment? Okay, the clerk will call the roll.
Excuse me. And the motion was to approve the special use permit. Jay?
Yes.
Kurt?
Yes.
Bob?
Yes.
And Nancy?
Yes.
Thank you.
Okay, then it's approved. And now we need approval to send a letter to Director Pat Pitney. This is something that came up at Southeast Conference that Cindy was...
It was a discussion. It started from that discussion, but it was a discussion we had at the meeting last time.
Right.
We would really like to see, you know,
somebody to visit.
Exactly.
Okay, I'll entertain a motion to approve this.
I'll move that we approve it, but I have a question then.
Go ahead. Second it.
Okay, discussion?
Yes. I think Debbie passed to you an alternative version. What I've, just the first paragraph, what I proposed to do in there was to, you know, it's with a discussion from the assembly, that the assembly would like to see that, not just one individual. So I just proposed a rewrite of that so it comes from the entire assembly.
But not just the assembly. I thought she wanted to have it if anybody locally wanted to.
That's the second paragraph, and yes,
okay.
Yeah, we agree.
Okay, so yeah, it's okay. Any more discussion? Okay, the clerk will call the roll.
Jay?
So I'm saying yes to the amended letter right here in front of me.
Correct. Okay.
Yeah, yes.
Bob?
Yes.
Kurt?
Yes.
And Nancy?
Yes.
Thank you.
Okay, next item. Any assembly discussion items? Nothing? Recognitions?
If I may, Madam Mayor.
Certainly.
I just want to recognize my staff. They're very tired of getting letters from me, you know, talking about cutting money and stuff, and they're dealing with it with, you know, a lot more smiles than I have, actually, to be honest with you. It's the world we live in now, and I think they all get it. And I realize how hard it is for them to go through these things. I mean, the quality of life here in Petersburg is really, really good, and people are used to it. And so it's really difficult when we start talking about reducing things that will have those kind of impacts, and they're all handling it, like I said, very, very well. So I wanted to recognize them and understand how hard that is. So, but thank you.
Any others? I'll entertain a motion to adjourn.
So move.
Second.
Okay.
So ordered.
Minutes after 12 noon. You're listening to KFSK Petersburg. Got a few people to thank, and then we're going to take a look at our community calendar, a few announcements, and the weather forecast. Thanks for joining us for the Borough Assembly meeting. Remember, tomorrow is the election. Voting, the polls are open 8 a.m. to 8 p.m. New location this year, same building, just a different room. It's in the activities room at the community center, not the foyer of the community pool.